Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I have to say good afternoon to you, good God afternoon to you, good God morning to you, wherever you are tuning in throughout the continental world. This is Pastor Mike Peavy of the Golgotha Church of Christ here in Chicago, Illinois, and we're just having a grand time. We have wonderful weather here in Chicago. The Taste of Chicago is here starting off today for the next 5 days. We also have girls basketball tournament going on, and it's just busy in the city right now. The people's spirits are high, and we're just having a grand time with the weather that God has blessed us to have. And so I don't know about you, but it's just a good day to be a child of God and a great day to be alive today. We are going to be talking today from the subject matter, anxiety. How do you deal with it? Anxiety. How do you deal with it? But first, I see we have a call on the line, and we'll go directly there. It looks like it's Big Joe. I want to talk to him. I haven't had a chance to talk to him in a while. Let's see how you're doing. You there, Big Joe?
Big Mike. Hey, man, it's all right.
How are you, my brother?
Oh, man, it's all right, man. It's all right. I prayed, Mike. I don't know if I told you, I prayed like about a week ago. I asked the Lord, I said, hey, I played a little club. I said, Lord, if I could take some bigger steps, I just want to take a nice big giant step. I would love if I could reconnect with some of the people I play with. And sure enough, man, my brother Suso, John Forte Musa Suso from the Bad Negro Greer Society that I played with Herbie Hancock, called me, man, and said he's in town. He wants to do a reunion with the group. We're probably going to check into the promontory or something like that. I said, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. You know, and I said, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, well, you know, you need to be able to find some way to continue to put together some capital to take care of your daily walk. You got to continue to work. And, you know,
Yeah. You've
got a son that you're taking care of as well. And you need to be able to, you know, be a man in those situations. And so God will always provide. You know, it's just, you know, sometimes we're just amazed at what he does and how he does and how he brings it in our way. But he knows all the time what's about to happen, what we need.
Yeah.
And he's just waiting for us to ask for it. So it's a blessing, man, that you knew. That you went to him and that you talked to God about what it is that you needed, and then it's not a surprise that God came through for his child as he always does. We serve a God,
right.
And that's a great segue into what we're talking about today, because many times our faith gets wavered because we become we get worried, or we get agitated, or we get an anxiety attack, and we end up having an anxiety disorder. And because we just, you know, we don't know where it's coming from. We can't control the situation. But when you put your life in the hands of God, I'm not talking about just put your day or a couple hours in the hands of God, but if you put your life in the hands of God, then it's God's job to take care of you. And God will do. He's taking care. If he takes care of the birds and he makes sure that every blade of grass gets water, if he can water every pine tree needle to make sure that it's nourished, what do you think he can do with precision for our lives? And
yes,
so,
sir.
Man, I just, you know, it just helps us to see the older I get, the more I appreciate the magnitude and the care of God. And it's all wrapped up in the love of God. So I hear exactly what you're saying.
Right, exactly. And like you said, as we get older, Mike, I know, I wouldn't be thinking this way, you know, before the baptism, you know what I'm saying, all that. And now that this has came to light within me, I know there's nothing, you know, I might put some sunglasses on because it's a bright light, you know. So I feel pretty good, man. I mean, I'm like, things are moving right along. Like I said, at that pace that God wants it to move, you know, and hey, I know you're right about the anxiety was a big thing. I kind of like my mother kind of went through that, you know, and it added up to her stress, and that didn't do her no good, you know what I mean? And even though she's a praying woman, but, you know, she worried a lot, and, you know, and the anxiety thing and all that was all combined.
Yeah, yeah. See, we got to understand that, you know, as human beings, this thing of not knowing what's happening, that's why faith is a substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. This thing of not being able to control it and not being able to know what's happening is difficult. And in order for us to find peace in the midst of our turmoil, we really have to have a good relationship with God. Because anxiety can hit us from all different directions. One thing that my Moses, Dr. Cardell Harper said, and I will never forget it, he's the late Dr. Cardell Harper, he said, worry is just like a rocking chair. You're going backwards and forwards, but you ain't going nowhere. You know, you want to sit there and worry yourself and not do anything about changing yourself. So we stress ourselves out, and stress kills. Stress kills. It's been proven. It's scientific fact that stress that wipes people out. And so, so we have to make sure that we live a stress-free life. And then how do you live a stress-free life in the midst of a suffering life of Christianity? And that's by having a great relationship with God and allowing God to direct your steps. Because whether it be school stress, whether it be work stress, whether it be musician stress, whether it be family situation stress, you know what I'm saying? Whether it just be dealing, just being a man or being a woman with a glass ceiling or whatever stress comes in different areas and different ways. Anything else in life that causes us to feel unsettled, that may cause us to be tired or even afraid. You know, sometimes just trying to figure out about the future scares us, you know. We all have a fear of reverence. We have a fear of just literally being paralyzed, paralysis by analysis. Anyone that just, man, they look at the situation and just can't get out of, just can't get out of park because they're constantly trying to figure it out. No, man, put that thing in drive and let's get moving. And that's one thing about us being action people, man. Love is an action word. Yes, you're supposed to count up the cost, but at some point in time, you got to go. You can't stay where you're at. If you were the same person today that you were 5 years ago, man, you've just lost 5 years of your life. If you have not grown, if you've not learned by the experiences, if you're an artist or whatever your craft is, if you're not 5 years better, man, you're 5 years worse. And it's just, it's a matter of you not really showing love and compassion and consideration and direction towards the gift that has been given to you.
Yes, brother. Yes. And I just want to just, thank the Lord today, man. Just thank the Lord, brother, for you being on this other end of this phone. And that means the world to me. So I thank the Lord for that, because how many people don't have this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it really ain't seeking. I guess if you seek it, like the Lord said, you seek it, you will find. Thank the Lord that I found a way to open my eyes and seek it so I can have this in my life. Because right now I can't do without it.
The blessing about this ministry is just what you just said, Big Joe. And I appreciate you being able to rehearse it and say it. It's based on the fact that a lot of people have glass buildings, or they have brick edifices, and with stained glass windows, and they have walled churches and whatsoever else. But there's still people that won't come in there and won't have outreach for them. Jesus' ministry was about no soul left behind. And so he wasn't concerned about the edifice. He was concerned about the person. So he was into everyone, not into the edifice. And so what we have to make sure that we do is reach out to everybody. And the blessing about this ministry, that being an online ministry, being a radio ministry now, is, and going to soon be a television ministry, is the fact that we can reach people that whether they're in a hospital room, whether they're in a nursing home, whether they're sick from work in their home, they can't make it to church, whatever their situation is, they can call in to a line, and still receive on a daily basis some spiritual uplifting and the Word of God. And that's so important, you know, and that's different than a lot of ministries out here, but it's definitely our mission to make sure that we make available to those who need it.
Yes, sir.
These various things. And so, you know, we know that we're emotional creatures, and anxiety is emotion that's characterized by tension, feelings of tension, worried thoughts and, you know, physical changes, things out of control. It increases our blood pressure, increases our heart rate sometimes. But what we have to recognize is those thoughts and concerns don't have to be allowed to disrupt us. You know, the Satan doesn't have to use an intrusive area in order to be able to shoot a fiery dart at us and just take us off our square. We're feeling good, and all of a sudden now we're worried about everything. Here's the world going to end today. Man, there was a killing yesterday. Does that mean everybody on this block going to die tonight? You know, you're grabbing into the unknown rather than put your faith in God, who can protect you and who has protected you. You know, and so as you get older and you have more experience with the Lord, you know, my mom used to always say, isn't that like an old fool? And I'm like, what are you saying, Mom? I didn't understand what that meant. That means you're walking around with blinders on. You're not paying attention. And as you go through life, even though you're experiencing things, you're either learning the lesson or you're moving forward. You know, I've got a thing where I say I never lose. I either win or I learn. And in learning, I'm winning. Because I can always go back and evaluate, self-evaluate, and socially evaluate the situation. What could be better? Let's do self-analysis. And then the next time I come to a situation of that magnitude, of that nature, I can always take another look at it and deal with it from a different aspect. So, yes, that is wonderful.
And I know
that is so wonderful.
I mean, even myself in the beginning of this, like, I experience, and notice the people around me in congregation. You know, we come together, we're there in church. And then it's some of the people sometimes say, man, when they come out of church, man, oh, that's a good service, man. Man, I got to go do this right now. And it don't have nothing to do with God. You know?
Yeah.
I'm gonna do this right now. Man, oh, that was a great service, but I'm going to go do this. And then they want to, man, then they talk, you talk to them, like, man, I went try to check that, man. That meant all that stuff was a big mess. You know, I said, well, you're the one that walked to the mess instead of walking to the Lord.
That's right.
You know,
they're making the problem bigger themselves.
Yeah, you know, and that's why I talk about my brother. He's in prison, like we talked about. He's been in prison himself. You know, he's actually in prison himself, and I was looking at the thing where I was playing heavy metal, because they posted something with the band on Channel 9. I looked at Facebook. I seen my brother all up and down Facebook, all up and down Facebook. And I just commented, brother, always trusting God, don't imprison yourself. Man, that joke is like calling my cousin had a fit. Man, I got called all kinds of names besides his brother. And then my cousin said to him, she said, she listened to him talking. She said, hold on, Jimmy. Why are you so mad at your brother? And why would you let some anger like this build up to such a high pitch about your own sibling? I don't understand. Well, can you understand that you might be mad at yourself?
Look at that.
Yeah. You know, I'm working on this, Michael. I told you, boy, every time I talk to him, I say, hey, Brother Diz, I love you. How you doing, man? He said, man, one thing I experienced with God and stuff. As soon as I say, man, I got this other call, man, I got to go.
Always. Yeah. See, light and darkness cannot occupy the same spot. And there's many people that, you know, they want God, and, they get in the jam, and they want God to get them out of the jam. Lord, help me. You know, Lord, I'm not ready for this detachment. You know, my mother just passed. This and Lord, Lord, Lord. And God always comes through for them, always turning them through and making sure. But then what we do, what we find ourselves doing in today's culture is different than what we see in Jesus' time. When Jesus healed someone and gave the sight to the blind and healed a person of their disease and set things straight, man, they wanted to follow him. They wanted to know more. They wanted to be around more. Today, man, thank you. Now I'm going back to do what I was doing before, like a sow running right back to his mud after you cleaned him up.
So right.
We've got to be careful because, go ahead.
Because like my preacher say too, man, you know, following Jesus is not quite as easy as you think it is. It's no walk in the park, but you can walk hand in hand with him through life. You know,
that's right.
And that's just the words that you say, and like just like I said, you don't want people being trained. And there's certain things that I'm in the service. I ain't like I'm not listening, but there's certain things that you say, and certain things that he say that just hit right home, like on the nail, like bam. You know what I mean? Just that line alone is like, you know, it hits home to where you like you hear it as you go after that, as you know, like you hear that line like. Remember, Brother Mike said, so you hear, as I'm going, I'm walking down the street, you know, I'm like, out of nowhere, that your voice, you know, through the power of God, same lad comes back to me. Hey, you have to do this. You know what I mean? And that's what I know, that I'm being very, like protected, under his guidance, because, you know, a lot of people, you don't hear that voice.
Yeah.
We'll hear that voice of trouble. And that's when you go into some more darkness, confusion, whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean? But it's further away from the Lord.
Yeah, like I hadn't talked to you in a couple of days, and, you know, it was so odd because we always talk at least a couple, two, three times a week, if not on a daily basis. And I'm like, man, I'm missing Joe. What's going on with Joe? Let me check in and see what my brother's up.
I've been playing full time. I missed Mike again, man. And then the other day, you know, with the radio, I'm like, oh, man. I was in the accident, but you know, sometimes when I'd be like, brother, I got the phone in my ear, try to hop on another train, or try to grab Joshua or something like that. I got it on, but it didn't connect. I said, oh, man. And so that was like a. It's like it took some. I had to have it. I'm like, wait a minute, I gotta connect.
Yeah.
And it feels the same way as it's no different from me saying I gotta connect because I'm connected with the Lord. So like I gotta connect. You know, I gotta do it. And it does feel weird. It does. I guess since being baptized or whatever and coming into the Lord, getting the Lord in me. It feels weird when I don't hear nothing about it. You know what I mean? It's safe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I like, wait, look, when you go outside, and also your friend is like, man, I'm going, let me go back inside the crib. You know, like when you look at your friend, you call, it's like, hey, man, hey, Bob, oh, man, y'all, man, I'm going back in the crib. You know what I mean? So, you know, you gotta, I run back home, man, you know, because I have a just as much as fear as when I was a kid. You know what I mean? Running back, coming back home, like, whoa, this don't feel right. Nah, let me go under my protection. Let me go under my wing. Let me go under my shoulder. Let me go under my shield. You know? Whew, yeah.
Yeah. Hang on one second. I'm typing a note here. We're going to turn over to Philippians chapter 4. We'll look at verse 6
okay.
And see what God has there for us. Because we all have a bout with anxiety, a bout with stress, and how to handle our stress. Some stress we bring upon ourselves. Some stress is just innately something that we shouldn't have to deal with.
Right. Let me get there.
I didn't.
First Corinthians.
Philippians 4 and verse 6.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm cool.
Again, remember we'll fight the title of this radio show from Golgotha is fighting an incarcerated mind with the incarnated Christ. So Philippians 4:6, the Bible says, don't worry about anything. Well, that sounds like, some people worry not being worried. Don't worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Ain't that something? God,
yeah.
Paul is letting us know that worry does nothing for us. So don't worry about anything, but in everything. So in everything that you do, worry shouldn't even be a part of it because of your relationship with God. What you're concerned about, then what you need to do is take your request to God. You take it to a source that can handle it. And so, you know, in your case, Big Joe, you know, dealing with up and down roller coaster ride situations, sometimes we're having to make decisions about your son and what we're going to do and how we're going to do and what you need to do as you're preparing for his birthday and all these other things, take your requests to God. God knows what you need. He's just waiting here for you to ask for it. You know, remember as a kid, or, you know, your parents and that whatsoever, they already knew that you had, you know, for school, they already put some money aside for clothes, or you got to have books at the beginning of the year, or school supplies, they already did that, you know. But, you know, what do you want? You want me to just go out and grab some stuff, or is there something that you want that, you know, we can come together on, so it would be cool. And so they would love to hear your input. See, everyone don't ask for our input, but God would love to hear from us. He don't need our input, but he loves to hear from his children. He loves to know that he's doing well in your life and that you recognize what he does and that you recognize his love. And so we just need to talk to God more. And the more we talk to God, the less time we have for Satan to talk to us and the less time we have to be stressed out. Look at that text. Don't worry about anything. That in another translation literally says, be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about anything and be anxious for nothing. But in every situation, but in everything, every situation, by prayer and petition, right, or through prayer and petition, with thanksgiving. So your prayer must have thanksgiving. And what you ask God for, or what you're begging God for, must come with thanksgiving. You present your request to God, or let your request be made known to God. And I love verse 7. And the peace of God. Well, remember Matthew 5 says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. God is peace. The word peace comes from the Hebrew word shalom, or where we see the word Salem, as in Jerusalem or Jerusalem. It literally means peace. It means from a Rastafarian position, Irene. It means Irene. It means everything is calm, everything is cool, everything is on the one. There's nothing out of control. Everything is working as it's supposed to. Peace will have you to be able to. A peace that surpasses all understanding, meaning in the midst of chaos going everywhere and you being flat foot broke, but because of your relationship with God, you won't have to be anxious for nothing because you know you can always talk to Big Brother Jesus. It's like going to a bank. Man, I got this problem, I got this problem, I got this problem. But if you have somewhere to go that will be able to help you get what you need, then there's no, you no longer have to be stressed out. You just need to go do what you need to do. And so we have that as a benefit to us as children of God. And the more we work on our relationship with God, the more we have a detailed relationship with God, the better off we are in our walk with God. Be anxious for nothing. Don't be anxious about anything. But in every situation. Now, what situation is not caught up in every situation?
Yes.
Christ for all crises. in everything, in every situation, through prayer and through petition with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses every thought or all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. Now, the problem is this. If your heart and mind is not in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit will not guide your heart and mind in Jesus Christ. I can't put you in something that you're not in. It's like putting a square peg in a round hole that just don't fit. But when you line them up, they fit perfectly. It's like putting together a puzzle, 1,000-piece puzzle. You get two pieces together, you still don't see the picture. But as you start to put all pieces together, then all of a sudden it starts to paint a picture, and then you'll be able to connect the dots without having all the pieces in place. So we need to understand that God is our resource. And when we find ourselves becoming stressed out, when we see our blood pressure starting to rise, when we feel that our heart rate is starting to go faster, when we start worrying about things, you know, it's terrible that children do not get back with their parents and let them know what's going on. So now the parents are up all night. They can't sleep because they're worried about what's going on in society. And it's a natural inclination to be a protector and for parents to worry about the whereabouts of their child. But if the child just calls, "I'm all right, Mom, all right, Dad, I'm all right, Uncle," and just gives you some reassurance, just hearing that voice, you can hear everything is good. Now they can turn on over and go to sleep. Same thing with God. God don't have to sleep, but He wants us to talk to Him, and He wants us to have a great conversation with Him. So in everything, through prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, we want to make our requests known to God, because the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guide our heart and mind in Christ Jesus. That's beautiful. We don't have to be anxious. We can freely talk to God about what we need, about what we want. We can cry out to Him for help, knowing that He will hear us. Ain't that a blessing?
One.
So enough of blessing.
Yes.
Let's go to John 14. John chapter 14. You look at the Gospel of John, chapter 14, around verse number 27. Let's see here. Oh, I love this.
Okay.
Because, see, we know the peace is just a wonderful thing. And so Jesus is going to gift something. He's going to gift peace. He says in the 27th verse of the 14th chapter of the book of John, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Your heart must not be troubled or fearful. You have heard me tell you I'm going away and I'm coming to you." He's talking to his disciples now. So if you... I'm going away and I'm coming to you. "So if you love me, you will have rejoiced that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will not talk with you much longer, because the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me. On the contrary, I am going away so that the world may know that the love of the Father, just as the Father commanded me, so I do." And then he got up and he left that place. But he says, "Peace I leave with you, and my peace I give to you." See, we need to take on the peace of Jesus. See, he said, "Peace I leave." So he is giving, if Jesus was the greatest peacemaker, and literally what that text means, when it says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for these shall become sons of God," what that is that there is a person that sees two conflicting sides, and they raise their hand, "Hey, send me, and they go and get in the middle of the situation to bring peace from one side to the other. And so they're going to be used as a bridge to bring two sides and morph them together so that they will be able to communicate with one another and understand one another even better. That's what we are to do. That's what Jesus did. He took on human form. He was God who took on human form in the incarnated sense, and he reconciled man back to God because of the sin of Adam. And so he took, through his death on the cross, it brought man back to God. And now through his blood, we have peace with God that surpasses all understanding. So it says, peace I leave with you, and my peace I give to you. Says, I do not give you as the world gives. Your heart must not be troubled or fearful. So the world is giving some kind of peace, but the peace that the world gives is not a peace that will keep you from being able to keep you from falling. The peace the world gives is not eternal. And so it's probably more external, but God's peace is internal. And so we need to make sure that we stay within the framework that God has for us, because he will bless us and has blessed us beyond compare. Let's see, let's go over to Isaiah 41. Take a look at that eagle eye prophet in Isaiah 41. See, somewhere around verse 10, see if we have something there that we can chew on today. Isaiah chapter 41 in the Old Testament, verse 10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold on to you with my righteous right hand. Well, ain't no friend like Jesus. Ain't no friend like God. God says, do not be scared. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. Don't be afraid. See, when you got God on your side, what you worried about? He says, this is what I will do. I will strengthen you. So if you're weak, you can get strength. I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. I will help you. You need help? God says, I'm here to assist you. I will hold on to you. Feel like you're all alone and feel like you're falling? God says, I got you. I hold on to you with my righteous right hand. Ain't no strength like God's strength. God upholding us with his righteous right hand. That's comforting, and that's pretty powerful. And I want to go to Psalms 94. Let's see if we can find something over there. The 94th chapter of the book of Psalms. David says, talking about God, the just judge, he says, when I am filled with cares, your comfort brings me joy. So when anxiety gets great within me, I receive consolation. I receive joy from you. Just like you were talking a little bit ago, Big Joe, God is a blessing God. And as you were saying, man, you know, we ain't heard, we ain't seen for one another in a while, they heard for one in a while. All of a sudden, it's just like, man, do you miss? I miss that. Let me get in touch with it. Let's see what's going on. Let's catch up. Let's see what's happening. well, I'm running a little short on this, and I got this and that. Lord, I need to hook up with some people from before. I need you to make sure that I can stay a Christian, but I still need to take care of some things. Can you help me in that regard? All of a sudden, you run into or you come into contact with somebody that you hadn't seen in a while. And, man, now you're going to look up and you're going to redo some things. You're going to open up some doors and other opportunities, revenues. It's, you know, that's God's provisions, God providing, you know. And there's just no party like a Holy Ghost party. And so as long as we stay, when I keep our little hand in God's big hand, we stay in the mind of God, that we can do great things. As a matter of fact, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So when we become worried, that's really a sign that, man, don't let this dismantle you. Man, let it pick you up, because you're going to find your joy and you're going to find your peace and your consoling nature in God. So that's the time to talk to God. Have just a little talk with Jesus. Everything will be all right. Everything will be all right. I just, the other day, I don't know if you heard it or not, Big Joe, but Joe Barr had posted on Facebook, said he hadn't heard from Tim Austin in a while, so he can pick up the phone and call. And his wife picked up the phone and says, "Man, Joe, I'm glad you called. They just took Tim right now. He's going for heart surgery."
Wow.
Tim Austin, the drummer that plays behind Buddy Guy. You know, I was like, wow. Now, apparently, the word is that he got, he's doing better. I don't know if he needed a stent or he just, you know, needed an angiogram or what was going on. They found blockage or what, but it just brings reality to our situation, because it's in a circle of musicians that we've known. And it's a wake-up sign that we got to take care of our bodies. You know, we have to take care of the temple that God has given us and make sure that we don't cause more problems when we can actually start to allow the Lord to fix the problems that we have. So, man, I was just so glad to see that. And, just, you know, it's just time to get back on our square, man, and make sure that we're doing the things that we need to be doing. You know, when I sit back and think about Detroit James, and now all of a sudden he just has a stroke and lose functionality in one side, and now he has to rehab. It's such a blessing that he has that. I think about a preacher friend of mine, Keith Palmore, brother in Christ, you know, man, the picture of health. And things just happen, and I think diabetes or whatever else, and he had to have a couple amputees, but don't stop him. You know, he's got his prosthetics now, and he's learning how to work with those, and pretty soon he's going to be up running again. You know, and so it's a matter of your will and your direction, that you don't have to be, you know, the difficult. That's one of the sermons that he difficult is not impossible. Although one of these days I'm going to have him on here to talk about that, because many times things that are struggling with us, all of a sudden we feel that we can't make it. Well, sometimes we need that pushback in order for us to push forward even more. You know, God wants to know how dedicated you are. You got to prove that based off of what you will do. And that's why sometimes obstacles and things are put in our way, challenges, not problems, they're just challenges that we are trouble-solving people, trouble-solving Christians, to be able to help folks get out of jams and be able to help ourselves through experience making another day. So, man, we don't have to worry about nothing, because we have an avenue that's open to us to talk to God. And, man, when you have a relationship with God, man, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's so wonderful. I just sit back and think about, you know, the love you have for your son and the great lengths you go through just to make sure that he has a little piece of something, or has a good experience this time, or gets this taken care of and that taken care of, even if it causes you to go without. We suffer, we sacrifice for that what we love. Sometimes things make us upset. Sometimes they make us sad. But when we know that God can bring a change to our situation, as we face the face of desolation, we can receive great joy because we know that God has not forgot about us. And I wonder if I'm going to close out, I'm going to close out on this scripture here. Let's stay right there in the book of Psalms. Let's go to Psalms 34. Chapter in the book of Psalms. And it'll end up being around verse 4, but I'm going to start in verse 1 because we love this book so much. It was Israel's song book, what they walked by and sang choruses from. That I will praise the Lord at all times. That's something we need to learn. We need to take that, write that down, put it on a post-it note, and super glue it to our forehead. But every time we look in the mirror, we see it. I will praise the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will boast in the Lord. The humble will hear and be glad. Proclaim Jehovah God's or Yahweh's greatness within me. Let us exalt his name together. And then verse 4 says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. That's all we have to do is seek God, and God will free us. He will take the shackles off. He will break the chains. He will make a way where there is no way and provide comfort in the midst of discomfort. Yeah. I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. So whatever we're afraid of, whatever scares us, we don't have to worry about that because we have a God that we can go to that will help us in our daily walk. Any final comments you may have, Big Joe?
Yeah, brother, 100% right. You know, like every time, you know, in any situation, you know, like that's what Bob Marley said, no matter what the crisis is, you know what I mean? Like you put the Lord there and, you know, if it don't, just like he doesn't feel for people like freak out, like, oh, I had to pray to the Lord, like it's going to instantly just happen then. No, things are gradually happening because the Lord is like, the Lord is make sure that you sure about what you want. You know what I mean? Are you sure that the Lord will test you? I know you pray to me, but let me see how dedicated you are to pray to me. You know? I found that out the easy way and the hard way, you know. So just praying and like that's why I remind Teresa in our journey together as a couple. I say it's amazing that when you get on Friday, which is the Sabbath day, every time the sun goes down for the Sabbath day, we fight. So now it doesn't. You stop for a minute. Now stop for a minute. Don't you think the Lord is trying to tell us something? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We gotta stay silent, like those to the grass though, when it comes to prayer. Not just on your, like my brother Melvin say, the way to stand in life is on your knees.
That's right.
You know, and so like this, like so, I'm getting this man. Look here, between you and my brother Mel, is a man. This is getting grinding into my brain. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said before, I go on a day or so, and then all of a sudden I get stuff for Sister Peavy. That's every morning. Then I get a call from you in Melvin. Why is this happening to me? Because I'm still within the calling of the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still being calling. Ain't like I got called. Okay, you got called. I'm still being called. You know, and it's a great, it's a wonderful experience. You know, it's a wonderful experience. This lesson is a great lesson. It's up there. You hit this over there because I have to pass this on to Teresa because we could pray because she's going in for a surgical operation on a Thursday. With a gastro thing, and like she's like worried like I don't know what, but I said no. You come from a God loving, God fearing family. Don't worry. You know,
amen.
Go in there.
Amen.
Hopefully everything good. Like we're brother out with brother Taylor. Hopefully everything. He's God fearing, God loving man. Go in. Go. Because you go with the knowledge of Jesus. You go with the knowledge of God. So just go.
Yeah, that's you know, we've got to be able to calm our mind, and that's through talking with God, and then listening to God. You know, we want to do all the talking, but sometimes we have to get to that quiet space and let God talk to us, and He will talk with us. He will show you what you need to do. He will send you, and then when you do, sometimes it ain't an easy pill to swallow, as Mama used to say. It ain't always very palatable, and it ain't always comfortable, but it's for our betterment. See, many things we can do to fix ourselves if we just take care of the external. I'm looking here at the ADA, Anxiety and Depression Association of America, the ADA, and they give some coping strategies for being able to be able to cope. But the biggest thing is that we need to be able, from a spiritual nature, we need to be able to hope because we're in a hopeless society. But what it says about coping, it says that there's some things that you can do, you know, when you feel anxious or when you feel stressed out. The first thing he says, just take a time out. Listen to some music. Meditate. Get a massage. Practice yoga, some stretching techniques. Learn relaxation techniques.
Definitely.
Stepping back
Definitely.
From the problem helps you clear your mind. Sometimes that's
right.
just good. If you're in an argument, no, hold on. Somebody got to have some sense. But we end up killing one another. So let me step back for a moment. Let's take a time out. Let's take a breather.
Right.
Take a pause.
Right.
Second thing
right.
I got to list it down is we got to eat better. Eat well-balanced meals. Don't skip
yeah.
any meals, but do keep
yeah.
healthy, energetic, boosting snacks on hand. So if you're going to snack, make sure what you put in your mouth is something that's going to help you because we are what we eat. Amen, somebody.
Yeah.
I'm speaking to myself as well. We are what we
yeah.
eat. And so we got to, you know, if we want a better, healthier body, we have to eat more protein and nutritious things. One of the things I remember when you started recognizing that you were epileptic and you had seizures, you're like, man, look, I got to start getting me some green vegetables and stuff. I got to start eating of the land. I got to do better about my diet because that
yeah.
takes a big part in my illness or
right.
in my wellness, really. And so
yeah.
that's what this, you know, a lot of times we eat ourselves to being sick, you know,
right.
we can eat a better, well-balanced meal so that we don't have
mm-hmm.
a lot of things going on inside. One thing I've learned here recently is that, man, and I love them. Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Man, do I love tomatoes. I love
right.
tomatoes. I love peppers.
Right, right, right.
I come to find out is that, you know, that's why you have what's called Roma tomatoes and different ones
right.
like that, is we're not, our physical bodies are not put together to really be able to digest the seeds that are in tomatoes.
Right.
They got so
right.
much power, but they cause a problem in our digestive system.
Yeah.
And so it messes with our immune system, it messes with everything. So, you know, if you're going to eat tomatoes, you need to eat just the pulp of the tomato, and you need to, you know, get rid of the seeds, which sometimes if you get a real juicy tomato, that ain't easy to do.
It's a bottom right,
so,
right, it's hard. Right.
Yeah,
right.
So we've got to be careful how we do that. And I mean, I learned, I'm like, you've got to be kidding. But a lot
right.
of people go along and they're having problems with their intestines and with their power, et cetera, based on that very substance. Then another thing we got listed down there, they say limit alcohol and caffeine. Well, I don't
yeah.
think that, you know, you need to be a Philadelphia lawyer to know that you need to limit alcohol. But sometimes alcohol relaxes some people. JW always said, let's get drunk and beat somebody. Boy, he used to crack me up when I hear him say that. It's like, man, you don't realize, people don't realize that somebody, they don't. But it's not until they get drunk they get the courage to say things that they wouldn't say before. Because they can blame it on being drunk.
Right.
So.
Right.
Limit caffeine, limit alcohol, because it can aggravate and trigger panic attacks and anxiety. And then a huge one that we become so stressed out about is we do not get enough sleep. I'm a major culprit of that as a workaholic.
Oh, yes, Mike.
And
yes,
I'm doing
yes,
better
so
about it. I've got to monitor. I need to get, my body needs to sleep at least 6 to 8 hours a day. I need to lay it down.
And you know what? You know what, Mike? Me and you are the same page with that one. Because, see, I had, like, this, I didn't realize it. And then all of a sudden, it went, and then one of those days I caught myself getting to bed, I go into a coma to sleep. And so that's my body let me know, like, look, I'm in charge right now. You're going to sleep. Okay? Because you don't realize that you, especially get the age that we are. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden, a comatose sleep come upon me. And I just sleep like I don't know what. And so I know that's my body let me know there's something that you need to do, which is, number one, rest me. Rest the body. And, you know, and like, as long as you rest the body, we all right. We connected. This head, this body, we connected. But you got to rest me and quit going just like, oh, I got to go do that. Let me go do this. No, lay down.
Yeah. Man,
I
had that problem though when I moved here from Iowa to Chicago, and I'm at Roosevelt University. And, man, I was just like a kid in a candy store because, you know, it was like this town, you know, everything closed down early back in Des Moines. But Chicago run 24 hours. It's like that blues song.
Right, that's exactly
what it was. So I'm working. I'm going to school. I'm working at Orchestra Hall in concessions. I'm gigging with Billy and everybody, Otis Clay and all these guys. And I don't have a car. I'm on public transportation. I'm averaging 2 to 3 hours of sleep a night. And after about 15 to 20 days, man, my body was just was like I didn't have enough sense to stop, and it would just go to sleep into like a coma, like you're saying. And about 20, 25 hours later, I would wake up. I don't know what day it is. I'd probably missed a test or something in school, whatsoever else, and I had to reboot or rejoin and get back, and I ended up going back doing the same thing. And I think I did that so much that now, man, my wife says, my pillow meet me at the door. When I get tired, I have time to shut it down. I don't care what I'm doing. I ain't going to the store. I ain't doing nothing. I'm getting to the bed, and I'm laying down so that so my body can rejuvenate and reboot itself and reboost itself with what needs to be done. And so, man, that getting enough sleep, because when you're stressed, your body needs additional sleep and rest. So many times when we get stressed out, that's the thing, because we can't sleep. But that's the very thing we need to do is get some rest.
Oh, big time. That's the main thing. That I mean, like I said, especially when you're over 40 and all that stuff, it's going to let you know. It's going to let you know that you ain't going to do this. And I know I have a thing that I want to say to you. I love Teresa so much. And I had to get it. It's simple things that you need to understand about God when you are two people and you're praying to the Lord. Now, I've been busy this week. I've been really busy the last couple of weeks, you know, trying to deal with Joshua. And then she didn't get busy because she decided for this bankruptcy, so she tried to catch up with everything. And, like, so she felt, she just feels like us not being together, kind of disconnected, you know what I mean? Like, you know, and I said, wait a minute, hold on a minute now. We are connected with God, so we are never disconnected. You know what I mean? Don't worry about us being not with each other, because don't let that manifest in your mind, because what we're praying is we're connected with the Lord, and so the Lord's got to make sure both of us are fine, regardless if we don't see each other that much or we see each other. We're connected with the Lord, and you got to understand that you are just like I told him, we were just like Mike. You just like a person in my life that's connected with God, and how many can I count on my head? Not many at all. So it's very, and the Lord got us like this. Trust me, we did not do this ourselves. The Lord got us like this.
That's right. That's right. You're absolutely right. We have to make sure that we cherish that very thing.
Yeah.
That we cherish it. And then one other thing it has on here, and then we'll cover some more tomorrow. It says exercise daily. Exercise daily to help you feel good and maintain your health. And then check out fitness, various fitness tips. So we got to learn how to stay healthy. We got to learn how to manage stress. And we got to be more in fitness. And that's one thing I've started back on my exercise program. But it's so important that we do that. I've been eating better and been doing that for months on end now. But definitely it's got to be coupled with exercise. I'm starting to feel where I got my legs back under me again, where I can start getting back out there again. So keep me in prayer in regards to that, man. But we have to, and we're under so much stress, as many times it's because we have not exercised and kept ourselves exercised in order to maintain the stamina of what we have to do in our normal day. You know, you're running full of so much weight and so much burden. And if we think about weightlifting, you know, how do you get stronger? By being able to lift more weight. So many times God puts more things on us because he says he won't put no more on you to bear in order for it to raise your level of being able to handle some of the little penny ante things in life. Many times we fall out about things that ain't worth two dead flies with their wings burned off them.
Yeah, that's right, bro. You sure right about that?
You know, so we just need to make sure that we get the right proper exercise spiritually, mentally, and physically on a daily basis.
Right.
With that, I'm so glad you was able to call in today. We got to have this talk, this broadcast over in Norway as well. And we're just so excited about what it's doing for us, and we'll be able to help somebody else. And so we'll be on again tomorrow at 12:30, and then tomorrow night again at 7 o'clock. So if you're so inclined, we'll see you tomorrow at 12:30.
You got it, bro.
All right, and we just want to sign off and just say God bless all you that are in Radio Land, and keep the faith. Tomorrow we'll be talking again about how to deal with your anxiety and how to continue to move forward. We're going to get some more scriptures, and we're going to just see how God helps us, because see, our help is in this book. You know, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for instruction, for reproof, that's correction, that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped under all good works. So if you want to do good works, you want to learn, you want to be more, you want to have a better relationship with God, it comes to obeying what God has given us, and he's not left us without instruction. So have a great day. Do something for somebody today that they can't repay you for. Give them Jesus Christ and they'll crucify it. We're going to have a great day. God bless. In the name of the Lord.
You got it.